The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 257, Up in Smoke.
Wait. You're talking about the building next to Florina's?
Yes, that one.
Was that Agent Barnes?
Yeah, we're having dinner. So what's the deal? Was it a bomb or an incendiary device? What?
I'm heading over now to meet the fire marshal. They want me there because of my background in explosives. When I learn more, I'll fill you in. But right now, it doesn't look like an accident.
Sounds to me like someone doesn't want something found.
That's a good possibility. There's still a chance that it's unrelated to Florina's case. We'll just have to wait and see.
All right, thanks for the heads up.
No problem.
Well, that's an interesting turn of events.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm thinking back to the electronics store that was torched by Heinrich. If this one has the same fingerprint as that one, well then, you know, I think we might be looking at another rage hit.
And then again, like I said, it could be faulty wiring.
Any damage to Florina's place?
I don't know yet. Now I'm starting to wonder if Heinrich crash-landed the stip on that rooftop, or was this place's intended target?
Personally, as of right now, I don't think Heinrich or Parks have anything to do with this latest fire.
Well, yeah, they're both in prison.
I know that. Heinrich was out to destroy all the stips and Parks had his own agenda. I'm just wondering if her store was the only base of operations for Parks. He had his small apartment above the store. It just seems like he needed more room, you know, like a building next door.
We'll know more once the SIS gets in there.
I doubt if they find anything of importance. You know, if they had anything in there, and this does turn out to be an arson, they'd have cleaned the place out.
You never know, Jim. Remember what Mac and Nelson found at Quo's apartment?
Well, I was on Boulder at the time, but if I remember correctly, it's the same thing we found at the electronics store. A laser pistol burn pattern.
That's right. There was a definite laser burn pattern across a wall sconce at the apartment and one on the floor at the electronics store.
Nelson was involved with both of them, so I'm sure he'd be on the lookout for something like that. You know, Kate, I think you're hoping it is a rage case.
I wouldn't be disappointed. It would involve rage and arson, two things I'm an expert in. Plus, it'll get me from behind some desk.
Well, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't mind a little rage action myself. I'm not sure how rewarding it would be to follow some husband of a suspicious wife. Just sounds like a lot of tailing and stakeouts to me.
Hey, it'll give you time to bond with my sister.
Bond? I've known your sister since she was three. Hey, that reminds me. Have you heard from Horace lately?
Yeah. He called us not too long ago. He's got a nice little house at the foot of the Rockies. He's as happy as a clam.
That's good. I think he's had enough adventure for one lifetime.
Speaking of adventure, here comes your food.
Oh, boy.
Gabby, Liam has our first spaceport programmed in. Do you have it up yet?
That's affirmative. As soon as I receive clearance, we'll get this bucket in the air.
Hey, that's no way to talk about my baby.
Sorry. I know. Keeping up appearances is important to you. As soon as I get this bouquet in the air, we'll head for Target 1.
This is Liam on TACCOM 1. Do you copy?
We've got you. Go ahead.
The skipper and I are going to give the Prometheus a once-over before we enter a sleep cycle. We can give you a full report during our next wake cycle.
Good. There's no telling what rage has put that ship through.
That's exactly what we thought, too. It also might be a good idea if you could contact the authorities and let them know we'll be operating the ship.
Agent Simon did that when he and Agent Slane checked with air traffic control. You should be good to go.
Excellent. I'll let the skipper know. As we see you back home, we'll check in with you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And good luck on your hunt.
Captain, we have clearance to taxi.
Very well. Attention all personnel. Return to your seats and prepare for departure.
Slane, are the prisoners secured?
They're about as secure as they're going to be. It's still acting like they won't be in here for long.
I think once we capture Ursula, any hopes of a rescue will be dashed.
That's what I keep telling them. But they're saying that we'll never catch her.
We'll see who's right very soon.
In the meantime, I make sure that they'll remain secure.
We have clearance for departure. Make sure you're buckled up. We'll be leveling off at 1,000. ETA to target one is about 30 standard minutes.
30 standard minutes. This is your captain. We have about 30 standard minutes to target one. I suggest everyone take this time to get a little rest.
I think a little is the operative word here, Captain Nate.
That's for sure. We're going to get to the point where we'll need to shut down for a sleep cycle.
The same can be said for Ursula. She has to stop and rest at some point.
Georgia, engage autopilot.
Autopilot is engaged. Would you like me to set up a holding pattern east of the port?
Upon arrival, execute the published holding pattern and notify me when we arrive.
I understand.
I suggest we all take a little catnap.
I find that expression curious.
Cats are very active, but they do nap most of the day. So, they're either playing, eating, or sleeping.
I see. I was wondering if it had anything to do with that patch you wear on your vest.
Oh, cats make me happy? Actually, catnap is an expression that's widely used, even by people who hate cats.
Whatever the case may be, a short rest period is advisable.
Georgia, dim the interior lights until you've established the ship in a holding pattern.
I understand. Gabby, does the term catnap have anything to do with catnip?
No, Georgia.
I shall research during the rest period.
You do that, Georgia.
There I was again, sitting in my apartment with a chilled glass of Chardonnay, reflecting on everything that had happened. After all I've been through, I'm now assigned to a desk at Homeland. I went from fighting aliens in space to pushing a pencil. Scarlet and Pappy are chasing a suspect from the Pentagon. Jim and Sis are working new cases in Annapolis. Nelson's investigating a suspicious fire next to Florina's, and I'm sitting behind a desk. Am I bitter? Maybe, but I can't take this sitting down. In the morning, I'm going to the scene of the fire and have a look for myself. I have a few days of convalescent leave left. It's time to make good use of it.
Hernandez, look who's here.
Detective Hernandez, it's been a while.
Detective Hawk? Or is it Agent Hawk?
Since I no longer work for the Baltimore PD, it's Kate.
So, what brings you here? Is Homeland in on this one?
No, I'm on convalescent leave, so I thought I'd take in the sights.
In Little Italy? Do you have a sudden craving for Italian food? It wouldn't have something to do with this little fire, would it?
Well, maybe.
The fire, which happens to be right next door to the one you investigated earlier.
Okay, you're right. This seems too much like a coincidence. So what do you have so far?
Are you sure Homeland isn't investigating this one too?
I think Kate is here out of curiosity and courtesy. Right, Agent Hawk?
Mostly curiosity. I don't have anything to do, so I'd be very appreciative if I could tag along in an unofficial capacity.
I don't have any problem with it. As long as you're okay with it.
Let me think about it. Well-seasoned investigator who taught me the ropes, offering help? I think the answer is obvious, yes. You take the back of the building in the alley and look for anything that's out of place. We'll work from the front. As soon as a fire marshal releases the site to us, we'll work the inside.
Will do. Oh, and Kate?
Yes?
It's good to be working with you again.
Same here. Same old Guff Hernandez. How's he doing?
He's a good cop. So, where do you want to start?
Me? It's your ball game, Vivian. I'm just here out of curiosity.
I wish you'd called me Nelson or Officer Nelson or Agent Nelson when we're IDF.
Ah, I like the name Vivian.
My brother's name is Carol, with two R's and two L's. Both names are Old English male names.
Carol, I can understand. Like Carol O'Connor, but Vivian?
Sir Vivian Fuchs was the first man to establish an overland trail across Antarctica.
I remember you telling me that when we first met. I can see, though, why you want me to call you Nelson. So, Nelson, what do we do first?
Why do I feel like a student being questioned by his teacher?
I'm sorry. I just don't want to get in the way or overstep my authority. I know only too well what that feels like.
I'm going to go in and talk with the fire marshal. Once he releases the scene, we can start digging for clues.
Sounds like a plan. Officer Nelson, I'll look around out here.
You do that, Detective Hawk.
Good morning.
Looks like you got an early start.
I only been here about 10 minutes. I've just been putting together what we have on our suspect.
Which is?
Not much.
Well, it's a start. Let's go over what we have. Name, B.J. Meredith, Adjutant General Corps.
If that's even his real name, I suspect it's a pseudonym.
Is that based on his limited records in high school?
It's nearly identical to Korski's records. He supposedly attended Stuttgart High School in Pattonville, Germany.
And of course, there is no record of him there.
Yet, here's a transcript of his grades from high school.
And his referral to West Point?
Same as Korski's.
Well, that pretty much seals it for me. Let's go get him.
As much as I'd love to, all we can get him on now is falsifying his records. We need to find out what kind of damage he's doing.
How are we going to do that?
We'll start with a list of all the officers he's assigned.
That's going to be a huge undertaking.
It's going to take some work, but I think we can narrow down our list to the most likely candidates.
Candidates? As in people who might have been involved in subversive activities?
Yes. It will take some special software to do this. We run the names along with all of their assignments against a database of activities that you might consider harmful.
You mean like power outages, service interruptions in the internet, things like that?
Exactly like that. Anything out of the ordinary.
Where are we going to get something like that?
Pierman, the IDF has a very sophisticated program that will do just what we want. I'll be contacting him this morning. We can take the short trip to Martin State this morning and put it to work.
You do realize that if we find some positive correlations, we'll have new targets to investigate.
That's exactly right. There's no telling how many deep covers we might expose.
Who knows how deep the roots of rage reach? When are you going to contact Pierman?
I'll give him a little time to get his day started. In the meantime, we need to go through some of these records and see if anything jumps out at us.
What sort of things are we looking for?
We'll start with these three locations and dates. Cross-check them with assignments.
Just three?
Yes. We might be able to narrow down our list of suspects. Pierman's program will be able to do a deep search. We can eliminate quite a few to make this all go faster.
Well, let's get right to it then.
He's back. The man with the plan.
Yeah, the plan to put you three in prison.
Again? How many times are you going to keep doing this? You know I'll be out before you even make it to the spaceport cafeteria.
Speaking of which, when do we get our first meal for the new cycle?
Are you talking about breakfast?
If that's what you call it.
I'll bring it down soon.
So, Mr. IDF agent, where are we headed?
To arrest Ursula and bring her to justice, just like you three.
Gentlemen, we have a comedian on board. Tell me, Slane, how many shows a day do you do?
Perhaps we should take him with us to lighten the mood.
With you? I'm not going to prison. You are.
You know, he really is funny.
Yes. It's too bad we can't take him with us.
You can joke all you want, But once we have Ursula, it's full steam ahead to Baldabar and a nice prison cell for the three of you.
Did he say steam?
I believe he did.
They still use steam?
Well, that will give us plenty of time to be rescued.
Now look who the comedians are. There's no one to rescue you. The three of you couldn't even convince one former Rage member to join you. Ursula is your only hope, and she's on the run.
Yes, she's running, but not to get away from you. She's getting a ship and a crew together.
And when she does, she will come after the Mercury.
And if she doesn't find a ship or a crew?
There's a perfectly good ship waiting for us back in Titan City.
The Prometheus?
That would be the one.
You don't think we would leave it unguarded, do you?
With what? Two people at most? What good can they do?
And meanwhile, your people will be far off chasing a ghost.
Nice try. I know what you're doing.
Do you now?
Yeah, you're trying to get me to convince the captain to turn the ship around. While we're doing that, Ursula had plenty of time to find a ship and a crew.
I must say, that's a good plan. I wish we had thought of it.
Precisely. So I suggest you continue on course and stop her.
Reverse psychology. Very good.
Time will tell, Agent Slane. Time will tell.
It certainly will. Now, if you excuse me, I've got to go and get you three blokes something to eat.
Why do you insist on punishing us?
Good morning, Janet. Glad you could make it.
Good morning.
Jim, this is Janet McMillan. Janet, this is Detective Jim Barnes.
Hello, Detective.
Janet, please, have a seat over here.
So, I've briefly filled Detective Barnes in on your situation.
Well, I'd like to learn a little more about what's going on, if I could.
Of course. I'll answer your questions the best I know how.
Now, tell me again why you came to us rather than confronting your husband.
It might sound silly, but I didn't want to confront him if nothing is going on.
You mean you didn't want to sound doubtful or untrusting?
Exactly. There may be simple explanations for what he's doing. Now, if you find something, then that's a different story.
You can rest assured that anything we find will be shared with you and you only. Now, how long have you had these suspicions?
For about a month or so.
Was there any specific event that caused you to be suspicious?
Not any one thing, a series of events.
Like?
Things like unexpected business trips in the middle of the week, extra long working hours, being distracted.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
Yeah, well, so far it could be. Now, your husband works at a government contractor, right?
Yes. All I know is he sets up contracts between industry and government. He analyzes bids and helps the government decide who should get awarded those contracts.
Well, that's a job with a lot of slippery slopes.
What do you mean, exactly?
Well, millions of dollars are generally at stake, all based on his recommendations.
Which means he could be a target for bribery. I'm not saying this is the case, but it's a job with a lot of responsibilities and a tempting target for corporations.
Yes, I realize that, but John is not the type of guy to take a bribe. He works very hard at his job. Something has changed. I can just feel it.
We'll take the job, Mrs. McMillan. Let's just take some time now and go over all the details. Things, you know, he's done out of the ordinary. Whatever it is that made you suspicious. We'll get to the bottom of this.
There she is, Catwoman. Did you get your catnap?
Not hardly. I did do some stretching and Pilates.
Could you imagine a cat on the ship?
Now they make better company than some people I know.
I've seen these creatures. What would the problem be?
I can't even begin to imagine a cat in zero G's.
It'd be like... claws and sharp teeth everywhere.
Remind me never to have a cat aboard.
Agent Slade, how are the prisoners?
Try to play with my head.
How so?
They're still talking about Ursula and the rescue mission. I told them that once we capture her, there's no chance for any kind of rescue mission.
So how are they, as you say, playing with your head?
They try and put doubt in my mind by suggesting that she's luring us away from Titan City so she can double back for the Prometheus.
Like a killdeer.
Now that one you're going to have to explain.
It's a small bird that nests on the ground. When a predator approaches, it flies away from the nest and feigns injury. It'll continue until she draws the predator far away from her nest. Then she flies off, circling back.
Yeah, we've got the same thing at home, but we call them plovers. The predator goes after it and it flies away again and again and again, always feigning another injury. Worse than bloody magpies.
Did you tell them that the nest is guarded by two of our people?
You can't talk to those three. They just laugh. It's like a big joke.
To do that, she needs a ship. Has there been any word on suspected spacecraft?
Georgia, have there been any updates on departing spacecraft?
There has been no radio traffic of departing craft since the beginning of the rest period. Nothing has appeared on radar.
Thank you. Gabby, resume the pilot's position and await orders.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Anything happening yet?
Nothing yet. But Slane brought up an interesting point.
What was that?
Our prisoner friends were suggesting that Ursula is luring us away from the Prometheus so she can double back and take it.
I don't think that's a plausible plan.
I agree. First, she would need help to overtake Liam and Jomak. Secondly, before she did that, she would need a crew to help her fly it.
And based on our experience, a crew is going to be hard to find. I think they're just trying to convince you to turn around so Ursula can get away.
You know, I've got the same impression.
I think Ursula has one thing on her mind, and that is to get a ship and head to somewhere like Latumus. I don't think she'd waste time by backtracking all the way to Titan City.
I agree with Lenora. She's not going to waste precious time doubling back for a ship, especially if she can find one out here.
Well, you might think that me skipper is, I would just say,
Looney?
How about not taken seriously? Anyway, he can defend the Prometheus even if Ursula backtracked. He'd keep her busy at bay. I'm not even worried about that.
Whatever the case is, we need to be ready to go in either direction. As long as she's out there on the loose, we have a problem on our hands.
The one thing I can tell you about her is that she's fiercely loyal and would do just about anything for Hanukkah. So we need to be prepared for anything.
Jaffra, how long do you propose we wait for something to happen?
If she is in search of a ship, I believe she'll have to check out these three ports we've listed. There have been no reports of a ship leaving here, so she's either still here or she skipped over this port.
With such limited resources, I don't think she can overlook anything.
Captain, my sensors are picking up radar activity.
Can you determine the nature of the activity?
The signature is that of a mid-sized ship.
I just received notification from the tower that the departing aircraft took off without proper clearance.
Button up, everyone. The Gabby get us clearance. We have a rendezvous to make.
Could this craft be Ursula? Does Lister really have a plan for rescue? Will Thornton and Scarlet find a rage mole in the Pentagon? And what will Barnes discover on his new case? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Titan Shuffle.